Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you started an exercise program only to stop a few weeks later? Have you joined a club at New Year's and Christmas time and say, okay, I'm really going to do it this year, resolution, and 3 weeks later you haven't gone to that club once, or maybe you went once or twice, took advantage of the free personal training session that they give you, and then you never go back? Why is it that people stop exercising or fail at their exercise program? What is it in our motivational level that keeps us going or stops us in our tracks? My guest is Kim De La Fuente. She's a community exercise educator with Spectrum Health. Welcome to the show, Kim. So why do people stop, and what can we do to ramp up that motivation?
You know, I think it's really a combination of things. I think, number one, that a lot of times we don't have realistic expectations. And we also think that exercise is something that we do only when we want to lose weight. And when the weight doesn't come off fast enough, we get discouraged and, you know, we just chalk it up to another, well, at least I tried, but, you know, maybe I'll do better next time type experience. And I also, in my work, I've also found that a lot of times people's values don't really align with their intentions. So they may say they want to get fit and get in shape and maybe lose a little weight, but they don't really have a clear alignment to what's important to their in their life. And I also see that, you know, when that happens and exercise seems like one more thing to do on the to-do list, then it just becomes overwhelming and it becomes more of an obligation than something that we look forward to. So I think
absolutely,
part of the challenge,
that's true.
Yeah.
It is. You know, and you know what else? I do think that as you're talking about a to-do list, one thing that we should sort of mention is that exercise should be a part of your list, a part of your life, like brushing your teeth or taking a shower, because then it's a part of everything that you do have to do. I know maybe it makes it so you don't look forward to it as much, but if it's on the schedule, it's on the schedule.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, scheduling, as you said, exercise into your day is essential, especially if you're just getting started with trying to get more fit. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that that can look, whether you, you know, pencil it in and start out your day with exercise, or maybe you try it at lunch, or later in the day, you know, making a workout date with one of your friends. There's a lot of different ways that that can look, but the key is to pre-plan and to treat it like any other appointment. So would you cancel an appointment with your doctor to go out to dinner with one of your friends? And, you know, exercise really needs to be put in the same light as other things that are important.
Absolutely. I perfectly agree with you. And it does have to be an important thing. Now, the mindset. So we've talked about putting it in your schedule, making sure it's an appointment, whether you do it at home or do it at a club. Once you get there and you get on your treadmill, or you get on, you know, you get on the Stairmaster or the elliptical, whatever, and you're bored, what can you do to combat that cardiovascular boredom? For even people that walk outside, sometimes if they don't have music, or, you know, I like to listen to an audio book, but when I don't have one,
sure,
I can get bored walking outside too. So what do we do about the boredom?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely one of the downsides of exercise, is that it can be boring. But what I have done over the years, and what I encourage other people to do, is to start looking for the immediate results. So how did you feel when you started exercise? Were you a little bit stressed out? Was your day really hectic? Is it a miracle that you even made it to the gym? And now that you're 10 minutes into it, how do you feel in comparison to when you got there? Are you starting to feel like your mood's picking up a little bit? You're, you know, starting to maybe have a little more energy? So looking for those more immediate benefits and kind of tracking that throughout your workout can help you to key into your body and what's happening in, in the here and now. So I think that can help relieve some of the boredom if you do those self-checks. And I also think it's important to, you know, get some variety into your workout. So if you're always on the elliptical or you're always on the treadmill, you know, change it up. Try a group exercise class. Find some friends to get active with. And maybe try some weight training. But adding variety, there's so many options right now. But that can be really key to relieving the boredom.
I also think goal setting is important. So speak about goal setting, defining why, whether it's you want to live longer to spend time with your family or prevent some of the cancers and heart disease that they say exercise can absolutely have effect on, or lose weight or feel confident. Speak about goal setting and how important that is.
Yeah, setting exercise goals is very important, and it just helps to give a clear path as to what it is you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, the things you mentioned are part of a big picture of overall health. So, you know, keeping our risk down for heart disease and stroke and cancer can certainly be very motivating. But, you know, it's something that you have to stay consistent with. And without that consistency of exercise and having clear goals and having clear expectations and a clear path for yourself, those health goals are going to be harder to achieve. But, you know, another option is to write it down, you know, writing your goals down, using fitness apps and tracking it that way. That immediate feedback that you get from the apps or some of the web options can certainly help to keep you motivated and help you track your goals.
I'm glad you brought up the fitness apps, because not only can that help you track your goals and writing it down and help you see what you're doing right as you're doing it, but that can also help keep you motivated and less bored. If you're doing Zombies Run and you're talking, you know, you're running away from zombies, you're running and you're doing exercise, and yet you're not even realizing that you're doing it. So some of the apps out there, which we've done plenty of shows on with Dr. John Higgins here on Train Your Body, so look those up, listeners, because there are great apps out there and they can help keep you motivated as well. So Kim, give us your last bit of really, really good advice. You have about 2 minutes of really good advice on motivation, changing your mindset, and making sure that you don't fail at exercise.
I think it's important that you learn how to celebrate the successes with your exercise program. So oftentimes we focus on where we failed and what went wrong, but really starting to identify what went good. So maybe this week your plan was to make it to the gym 4 times and you made it 2 times. You know, that's okay, because you made it 2 times and, you know, at least you met your goal 50%. But really, what was it that was working for you at that time that allowed you to get your workout in? And really focus on the positive aspects of where you are successful. I think if people continually beat themselves down as to their failures, then, you know, we can easily talk ourselves out of the importance of exercise and staying on track with that really pretty quickly. I think it's also important, you know, just have fun with it. Sometimes I think we overthink things, and I think we just need to get out and move and make it social, bring some friends into it, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, adding variety and just trying some new exercise experiences, I think, can really rev up your workout and help to keep you motivated.
Thank you so much, Kim De La Fuente. And, you know, the best motivational things are that mindset. Figure out why you want to exercise. Put it into your schedule. Really make sure it's part of your appointment, something that you have to do. None of us has time for exercise. You have to make time for exercise. That's the most important thing. Get your mindset into it. Define why you want to do it, whether it's to live longer, feel better, look better, lose weight, whatever the reason. Set your goals out. Look up some of the fitness apps. They'll help keep you from being bored and help you get motivated and help you keep track of your goals and how far you've come and what you're doing. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on the award-winning Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well. Mm-hmm.